Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. KBF documentary is a winner. JT Tarpley approached us out of the blue 3 years ago with a wild and crazy idea. He wanted to make a documentary about KBF, our 100,000-watt non-commercial radio station, broadcasting throughout central Arkansas. This was during the time of troubles in the wake of the mind-blowing election of Donald Trump to the presidency, turning so many people's world upside down. Tarpley's notion was that he would tell the story of the resistance, if you will, through the lens of a foundational community institution, KBF. How in the world would he manage that? We didn't know, of course, but we said yes. What did we have to lose? It was a documentary, after all. Many are called and few are completed, so what's to worry? The Acorn documentary, the organizer, drug on for 8 years. JT swore his would be different. He was going to do it on a shoestring, and he was going to do it quickly. Famous last words. But we heard from him last year. Would a couple of us be willing to take a look at what he'd been doing for the last 2 years? Okay, sure. He then told me it was 180 minutes long. Holy moly. We'll watch some of it, but... So Tony Orr, KBS board chairman, John Kane, the program director, and me sat down with him and watched a bit on a busy day. Our advice? What did we know? He had some interesting stuff, but it was too long. JT said he wanted to keep it all. Okay, good luck. A week ago, he reached out. The documentary now has a name, 88.3 FM, The Voice of the People. It was down to 100 minutes and darn close to finish. He wanted to know when I was next in Little Rock to see if we could do a sneak preview screening for KBF hosts and friends. What the heck? Sure. That was going to be a hell of a day anyway with stops in Greenville and Drew, Mississippi, but I could be there by 6:30 p.m. in Vino's back room. We had a good solid crowd of 30 or more, mostly KBF hosts. And lo and behold, I'll be honest, to my surprise, it was a great documentary on the station. Good camera work. Parts of it were actually funny, which captures the true heart of KBF. The diversity of the programming, its hosts, old and young, black, white, and Latino, came through clearly. Okay, it was still too long. Some pieces were 10 minutes that should have been two, like the King March, too many speeches without enough connection to the main themes, and the Women's March, and the school clothings. But hey, that's just a matter of tightening everything down. Props to JT Tarpley for a crazy idea and for making it happen. I'm biased, but my verdict as a now experienced documentary veteran is that once this is a festival near you or anywhere you can get your hands on it, grab a copy or a chair and enjoy. Then throw a couple of dollars towards Tarpley so we can get it finished, and always remember to show some love to KBF and become a member and jump for your wallet during pledge drives. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.